What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, brain fog warriors. It's your boy Leo Weston here, back with another dose of clarity for your crazy lives. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of negative thoughts? You know, that inner critic who just won't shut up, constantly raining on your parade? Well, guess what? Today, we're going to tackle that negativity head on and learn how to build resilience through reframing those pesky thought patterns. Because let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. It's like a never-ending game of dodgeball. Only the balls are stress, anxiety, and self-doubt. But what if I told you that you have the power to change your perception? To turn those negative thoughts into stepping stones instead of stumbling blocks? Here's the deal. Our thoughts aren't facts. They're just interpretations. And like any good movie, we get to choose our perspective. Think of it this way. You've got this amazing superpower. You can rewrite your own story. Sounds pretty cool, right? So let's dive into 5 killer strategies for reframing those negative thoughts and building a fortress of resilience around your beautiful mind. First things first, challenge that inner critic. Don't just accept everything that pops into your head as gospel truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? Is it helpful? Would I say this to my best friend? Often, those negative voices are loud and opinionated, but they're not always grounded in reality. Once you identify the negativity, you can start questioning its validity. Next up, look for the silver lining. We all know life throws curveballs, but even in the midst of a storm, there's usually a little sunshine peeking through. When faced with a setback, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I grow from this experience? Remember, every obstacle is an opportunity to learn and become stronger. Now, let's get practical. Focus on what you can control. You know those things that just drive you crazy? Traffic, the weather, other people's opinions? Those are all out of your hands. Instead of wasting energy worrying about what you can't change, focus your attention on what you can control. Your actions, your attitude, your response to situations. Here's a game changer. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this stuff is magic. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, a heartfelt conversation. These little joys can shift your perspective and boost your resilience. Finally, remember that you are not alone. We all struggle with negative thoughts from time to time. Connect with supportive friends and family. Seek professional help if needed, and know that there's a whole community of people rooting for you. All right, let's paint a picture. Imagine this. You're gearing up for an important presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear. What if I mess up? What if they laugh at me? But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you remember our strategies. You challenge the negativity. I've prepared well. I know my stuff. You look for the silver lining. This is a chance to showcase my skills and grow. You focus on what you can control, your delivery, your passion, your message. You practice gratitude for the opportunity, for the support of your team, for the chance to make a difference. And boom, you rocked that presentation, leaving everyone impressed. See? By reframing those negative thoughts, you transformed fear into confidence and doubt into determination. That's the power of resilience, turning challenges into triumphs. So remember, brain fog warriors, don't let negativity steal your shine. Keep challenging those thoughts, embracing gratitude, and building that fortress of resilience. Because when you reframe your perspective, you rewrite your story. Now go out there, conquer your day, and spread that positive energy. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little brain fog detox. And let me know in the comments what strategies have helped you build resilience. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.